It's a decision that not everyone is thrilled about. Town Council member Roland Mason explains why people were mad.
A couple reasons that I saw. One, the proponents were trying to keep it as secret as possible so that the winners, the contested winners, would have no idea where they were going to go. Because of that, kind of is in contrast to how government works, and government needs to vet permits and things like that through the public process. You know, in my opinion, the process was delayed, I think, a little bit too long. Once it actually came out, then people were like, whoa, we haven't heard about this, on top of it being a big corporation coming into a small town. I think the people that came out to speak against it were the ones that basically didn't want the noise. Maybe they had kids and it's going to keep their kids up. They didn't want the traffic in the town. They also, there's going to be a chain link fence that's going to cordon off the main area. And the idea of having a fence up in their town was, to some people, was pretty offensive.
Kay Peterson is not one of those people. She owns Donita's Cantina. It'll be in the stretch of downtown that'll be fenced off. Kay couldn't be happier.
Well, I'm excited. They chose a weekend that is traditionally very slow in Crested Butte. It is the weekend after Labor Day, and it's before all the autumn colors start peaking or even coming out. So it's usually a fairly slow weekend in town, but I think it's exciting. I mean, these people are coming to our community and offering to spend money. They're not asking us to spend anything, you know? They're coming and they're bringing money, and they're asking the businesses, are you up for whatever?
Do you have any estimates for how well your business is going to do?
I don't really know. I know that it's going to do better than it would if we didn't have this event. I can definitely tell you that.
Some citizens are upset over plans to paint the street Bud Light blue. Crested Butte businesses also pride themselves in being independent and locally owned.
And then the idea that we're being sold by to a big company, they don't like that either. Though I would say if it was Fat Tire from Fort Collins, they'd have a different attitude about it. I mean, a lot of people have said, I don't even drink Bud Light. So there's something that's attached to the beer itself that people are having an issue with. And we're a tourist town. I mean, bottom line is most of the people that have found themselves in Crested Butte came here because of tourism. And this is just another aspect of tourism. We are a tourist town.
In addition to paying off local businesses, Anheuser-Busch will also be giving Crested Butte $500,000, double their initial offer. Some people are still upset, though, over the secrecy of the planning. Roland says that the planning dates could have been better.
I think if something like this were to ever come up to the town again, we have learned some valuable lessons, and I think we know where to make our drop-dead dates so that this doesn't happen again, being drawn out so long.
The event will take over downtown Crested Butte next weekend.